conspiracy theorists scream an Illuminati. They cannot imagine this much skill inside of the human body. He's 6'2", all he has to fit inside a new Bugatti.
Haha, fuck it, you got me. Okay, so. Rule Ramon, leg and tights. Have girls check out your butt. Actually, my new look. Oh yeah, beautiful. Okay, so my new look, the new EK look is. Yeah, I was chilling outside the Erewhon, which is essentially the Whole Foods on steroids. one thing I actually find funny is this notion like cool on steroids. It's like this but on steroids, and I kind of like it because I think often people are too. I actually need to watch more documentaries on steroids. Good morning. I need to watch more documentaries on steroids because, like, A, I have no idea what they are and how to pronounce it and work on it. And B,
it's really important, I think, to study because
so much of, like, male masculinity, masculinity consciousness, menness, mass stuff is predicated on this. So yeah, chilling outside Erewhon, talking to my new friend Jay. I'm standing, I'm like topless, I'm just wearing my Lululemon legging tights. And he's like, yeah, you don't go fucking. He's like, yo, you check out that girl, she just checked you out. I'm like, what? She did? She's like, yeah. And then he's like, he saw her checking me out. And then I looked at him, and then he was looking at the woman, right? Checking me out, right? And then he's like doing that and like pointing at me, good morning. Doing like that, yeah, check, right? So, and also the other day, it's funny, I was at the park. One of these, I think the Wilshire Recreation Park or one of those. And then like, I'm just taking a turbo nap in the car, bust out. And then I see this girl about to play tennis next to me. And then she just kind of looks at me. And then she just kind of like looks stupefied and her jaw kind of dropped. And she's like, are you like part of the Haichu something? I'm like, wait, what was that? And she's like, yeah, it's kind of this group. Oh, sorry, this group. And then like, now that I meditate upon it, I think she was just like stupefied on how handsome I looked or something like that, or maybe she, I don't know, she thought I was somebody else. To quote Dimitri Martin, I am. So, don't trade in your car, that is STUPID. Actually, instead of trading in your car, just buy new rims. Like, shout out to my brother-in-law, John Narciso, Wheel Pros, Black Rhinos, just buy some new rims. Or just be like Eric Kim, go to Home Depot, buy some non-reflective matte black automotive trim spray paint. Just murder out your hubcaps and rims. Debadge your car. Wash your car. Super simple, etc. Just clean it up. You wanna upgrade your car? Buy iPad Pro. Get iPad Pro mount and just put on your car. Even like honestly, it might be better to just upgrade your iPhone than to upgrade your car. More important to have a good phone than a car, I guess. Anyways, checking out my compliment. And actually, this is the thing too. It's a very simple way to approach things in life. You know, you see a pretty girl or whatever, right? Just comments that, oh, you know, I like your skirt, super cute, or something like that, right? And then like, dudes nowadays are so scared of being like, quote, quote, creepy. And I'm like, bro, it's only creepy if you make it creepy, right? And also like, I'm always topless nowadays, right? And then like, I'm like talking to people and then like sometimes I forget that I don't have a shirt on. I just talk to them like I'm wearing a t-shirt, and then I have a metaphorical t-shirt and it ain't weird. Same thing with security guards, like, you know, sometimes people are like at first I was like worried. I'm like, am I allowed to walk here topless? But then ain't nobody said nothing. I'm like, okay, cool. And then I just start talking to the security guard like it's not a big deal. If you don't make a big deal, it ain't a big deal, right? And then when in doubt, you can just always ask for permission. Like, oh, my bad, but can't do this because And then like 99% of the time they say yes, 1% of the time they might say no. They say no, you'd be like, pretty please, I gotta do this because the right? And then they kind of roll their eyes, like fine, right? So always push the boundaries like Eric Kim. Actually, the most useful major, I think, still, is probably studying sociology. Why? Because, I mean, this is all social, right? Sociological phenomenon. And like everything that we do in this world, I think it's all actually governed by societal norms and wants, desires, etc., right? So it's like 99.99% of capitalism, consumerism is just like this sociological phenomenon. And ultimately, this is actually, after playing around with ChatGPT, DALL-E, DALL-E 3, image AI, as a man, there is nothing in the world more beautiful than a beautiful woman and the beautiful woman body. It's like, what's better? It's like the most beautiful Lamborghini or Ferrari or whatever McLaren or whatever hyper super sports car in the world, or the most beautiful female body, physique, face, whatevs. Obviously the woman, super easy, right? And then even like, even beauty is probably the most critical industry. Like, for example, I'm gonna think more about this, but apparently I've been noticing what business really on the up and this business called Ulta, ULTA. It's like popping out everywhere. It's just like a kind of like a Sephora, like a beauty care skin product thing, right? And then what is it that all women are chasing? Beauty, right? And what is it that men are chasing? I think men are chasing like, I don't know, feeling like dominance or success or being higher up. And then people obviously do this in different ways, right? But what's really fascinating is back in ancient Roman, Greek times, whatever, right? It was actually the men who were considered more beautiful than the women. Even like if you read ancient Greek literature or Roman literature, right? Women are almost never mentioned, like, at all. And people are like, oh, it's sexist. I need to start studying more, like, what does it mean to be sexist? Sex, okay, obviously there's a sex, man and woman, sex. Ist means, like, because somebody's a certain sex, you have certain preconceived notions about them, you put them in a certain box. So certainly you could be sexist towards women. It's like, can you be sexist towards men? I'm straight dude and, you know, showing off my crotch bulge or showing off my butt. And then people are like, you can't do that. I'm like, why not? I guess that's sexist. But anyways, so ultimately, obviously, society finna be sexist, right? But the question is, are you gonna let that deter you from doing the said thing? Like, you could do whatever, like, if you're in America at least, you could do anything, or actually a lot of the world, you could do anything you want, as long as you're not breaking no laws, wear, dress however, like, as long as you're not butt naked. Like, I think as a woman, like, you still need to wear a shirt. I don't know, but like, if a woman walk around with pasties, could she get arrested? I mean, like, she could probably still get arrested, but like, a cop's not gonna cuff a woman topless with pasties on. I don't know, but anyways, a lot of fears while covering that. Like, and certainly you're going to be met with more resistance to act a certain way, right? And actually, low-key, it is true that in America, we hella racist. And even I was contemplating on it, like, how racism is actually embedded in languages. So, like, actually, I was randomly thinking about, like, black and white photography, hookbeck, right? Hook means dirt, beck means white. And so when Korean people talk about, you know, quote-unquote white people, right? They say baegin, in means person, baek means white, or this notion of whiteness. Hook means dirt or black. So you call, see somebody who's like, quote-unquote black or African-American or whatevs, you call them, quote-unquote, hugin. And I remember as a kid, you know, all my homeboys, we were just kind of thinking about it, right? We're just like, that's like so racist. Like within the Korean language, you see somebody who's African American, and then you're essentially calling them a dirt person. I mean, like, straight up, boom, you have it. It's like, that's why Korean people always look at African American people lower, even if they don't want to, because I think it's embedded in the language. Good morning. But the downside is, and also in America too, I mean, the reason why I personally don't call people cool white no more, or black or whatever, it's like, you finna call me yellow or red or purple? Probably not, right? Call me blue. And it's funny because, like, one of my friends was a woman, you know, she's talking about her boyfriend, husband all the time. She's like, oh, you don't get it because he's white. He's a white guy. He's a white guy, right? Finally met the dude. And, I saw him, I'm like, he's not what I expected him to look like. I kind of expected more of like a Northern European kind of blonde, blue-haired kind of dude. I looked at him like, is he like Israeli, Jewish, like Middle Eastern, like kind of like curly hair, like Mid-East, Near East, like not typically when I think of somebody from the Caucasus, right? And also the reason why calling somebody cool white is problematic. I mean, honestly, when you call somebody cool white, you're essentially saying privilege, higher up, more elite, successful. So even when people self-identify as being cool white, I always take major offense to that. I'm like, it's like, next time someone be like, well, I'm like, what are you at this? I'm white. I'm like, no, but what are you really? just troll people, right? And the same issue with calling somebody cool black is embedding the language. I mean, almost like we just celebrated Diwali the other day, super fun. The championship, light over darkness or whatever, right? So even a lot of these ancient cultures and traditions, there is still a hidden bias that whiteness, brightness, light is good, darkness, evil is bad. So prevailing of light over darkness is a common trope. Like even if you think about Diablo, Gabriel, et cetera, it's like always the good guys, the paladins, whatever, they're all like, it's all about the light. And then the evil demons are always the one dark. Or you think about Lord of the Rings, right? The light versus the dark, right? Like Gandalf is like, he's all white everything. The bastion of, you know, cleanliness or whatevs. And then you have the Mordor and these bad guys, and it's all dark, right? So that's also why, like, even one thing I learned about in Indian culture and tradition, like, yeah, some people, like, in India, who straight up look like Caucasian, right? Lighter pigment. And, like, low-key, nobody wants to say they, you know, begetted children with the British colonial administrators, and therefore, obviously, the kid's gonna look more like you think about a Beyonce. Certainly her heritage had more intermixing with, I don't know, maybe slave owners from the past or whatevs. But alas, that's not really kind of an important issue. And yeah, so I think the reason why this is so problematic is, you know, we call people brown too, or like people of color. It's like, can you start calling people, Korean people white? I mean, like, honestly, a lot of Korean people, they got more pale, bleached, pasty, Casper-like skin than a lot of Caucasian people. So it's like, you call a Korean person white, right? So anyways, let's just change up the terminologies, right? quote Kanye, right? He's like, they say I ain't black no more, no, black as Macklemore. And also another thing that people don't understand is when rappers mispronounce things, right? Like, even Jay-Z is like, what don't kill me, make me stronger, that's Nietzsche on me. Rappers change up the way they talk, not because they don't know how to pronounce it, it just rolls off the tongue, tongue better, right? And that's where real innovation happens, that's where real poetry and creativity comes from, is that you don't got to pronounce nothing correctly. Even another thing too, is like, especially with ChatGPT AI, it's like, the future is to talk non-standard and to think unorthodox. I mean, orthodoxy I think is boring and bad. It's kind of Think about, like, if Elon was thinking orthodoxy, he would just make another gasoline car or another hybrid car, but boring. And I think the world and life in general, like, the only thing I don't like is boring people. Honestly, often these goody two-shoes are the most boring people. Even, I think Nietzsche said, even the gods strive against boredom in vain. Even, you know, the thought is that, you know, did Nietzsche say this or did I come up with the idea? Is that like, like man was bored and then he asked God to make him woman to be less bored, and then he liked it and he got bored again, and then he picked the garden from Eden because he was bored again. Oh, another thing too, apparently a lot of these like religious Christian moral ethic, maybe even Judaism, comes from like Egyptianism and other stuff like that. Even there's a thought from Nietzsche that Saint Paul was, or not Paul, like Plato was, like Plato Socrates was Jewish or something like that. Anyways, more thoughts to come. All right, some more thoughts. It's like looking at this room, like, do that look like a power squat bar rack? Huh, looks pretty good. Yeah, I kind of like, I would definitely love to build these kind of like millennial hipster kind of apartment complex things, but looks like it just takes too much time. Just ChatGPT it, Dolly. Okay, so another pro tip. All right, OpenAI's, you all listen to this. Okay, I have a suggestion. Phase out DALL-E and just merge it with ChatGPT. Because like ChatGPT has become a new verb, noun, concept. Like it's like calling something, just Google it, just ChatGPT, right? And like even having a, like, oh, these images are made by DALL-E, DALL-E 3. I'm like, such a mouthful. It's like, these images were made by ChatGPT. Easy. Obviously, we know this ChatGPT, it don't just have to be chat, like, it just, I mean, like, even if you got rid of DALL-E, just merged all those features into ChatGPTs, right? You're still chatting with it to make an image, right? Yeah, it would just make things more streamlined. Just one thing, right? Like, yeah, just call it ChatGPT. Get rid of DALL-E, DALL-E 3, just make it all ChatGPT. Actually, it's funny too, because also ChatGPT's OpenAI. I recommend changing the logo. Seneca at 2 years, 9 months. He looked at the ChatGPT logo and he thought it was actually a loading sign. He's like, right? So, it needs to be something more colorful. Maybe ChatGPT should be the DALL-E logo. He likes the rainbow. He likes all the colors. Even now, like at 2 years, 9 months, this kid's an effing prodigy. He knows how to use DALL-E, DALL-E 3 image generation. He's always asking to make purple fire trucks. So yeah, I think it looks like Eric Kim is opening up his own monster store, his own school. Call it like Eric. We're gonna call it Eric. The thing says like what? Educational resources, innovation, creativity, or something like that. It's like turn your name into acronym. I think that's gonna be the concept which outlives you. Even, you know, like when people really become famous is when like you don't have to pronounce their full name. Like, ain't nobody ever say Friedrich Nietzsche, too much of a mouthful, just say Nietzsche, right? Everyone knows him. Even like Heraclitus, Plato, Socrates. I think what they used to do back in the day was saying, you know, something of somebody, like Milo of Croton. Even Seneca is like, what, Seneca the younger, Seneca the greater, older, whatever. We know who you're talking about. Like, anybody who tries to be too pseudo-academic thing about things, they're just trying to show off that they smart and they know what's up, but this line of thinking seems superficial at best. Also another reason why I'm all about the GoPro Mini, just shoot it super, super wide, you literally put people in your spots. Good morning. And yeah, the world is a fascinating place. Even I'm like starting to think more like, I call this the hamster mentality or the hamster lifestyle or the whatevs. is that like a lot of these like apartment, condo, complex things, whatever, they're essentially like little glass hamster cages, right? And then when we go to work, we go into our hamster car mobile, we spin in the treadmill, we go to work, we go on another treadmill hamster thing. There's a great YouTube film, my sister loves it. Dun 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 dun. It's like called it's a bunch of rats who look like a little rat in a Ferrari or something like that. Another pro tip: transform your body into the Ferrari, the Lamborghini, the whatevs. Better to be super sexy and pop out looking super, super fresh and handsome, pull out of a white Prius with the scissor doors. It's like, yo, if you really want to flex, just put scissor doors in the... Okay, am I going to be the first person with a Prius with the Lamborghini doors? Or a Prius plaid? Or matte black Prius? Like, things I have never seen. I have never seen nobody do a matte black Prius yet. It's like, you got matte black your Lambo and the Tesla. It's like, oh, it's like Prius squad, baby. The real men drive Priuses. Use Priuses, the 2010 models. Even the new Prius looks cool, the critical flaw of the new Prius, right? My design critique, right? So the 2010 Prius model, they created that innovative shifter thing that straight up looks like it's from the future. It's super cool, right? I actually love it. But then the new Prius, you already put, you backtrack, you made it that clicky automatic, like just like you're driving a Camry. I'm like, boring. Like, even that's where I'm a bigger fan of Honda. Even Hyundai now, they just get rid of the shifting knots, just make them into buttons, much more interesting and sleek. And even what I predict is gonna be the next super gangster car, they're all gonna be Hyundais and Kias, the new Sonata. I was in Korea, I already saw the new Sonata, the new Grandeur, etc. So gangsta, so future, even the new Kias. Yeah, just get a new Hyundai, Sonata, Genesis, Kia, and just matte black that and just debadge it. And actually, the truth is, from a design perspective, the best way to quote-unquote upgrade stuff is actually to get rid of stuff. So like, for example, you have a car, right? The best way to make it look better is just shave off all the emblems, wash your car. If there's like rust or bad things on your car, or like ugly trim, you could just spray paint it, right? Just get some primer or matte black spray paint or whatever have you. Re-spray paint it. You know, clean your interior, and then like let your body do the talking, right? Like, don't be like a dude popping out of a Lambo or a Ferrari or whatever and have people check out your car. You want people to check you out. It's gonna be better for your self-esteem. Another thing I learned too, people who own exotics, like a Lambo or Ferrari, they own at least 5 or 6. I mean, for a long time, I called this the two Lamborghini rule. One should not buy a Lamborghini unless one could buy a Lamborghini in straight cash, two of them at least. Then don't forget, you gotta pay for oil changes, maintenance, new tires. Your tires go out, that's like another 20 G's in the hole. Insurance, registration. And then you gotta go DMV yourself and do it. It's so boring. I fucking, I hate that. So, even thinking about like rapping, like even nowadays, I'm like, Erkim rapper. Rappers are allowed to get away with anything they want and talk away a certain way to do, right? And actually, this is another funny thing too. Certain peoples are given a free pass and certain peoples are not, right? So typically I've noticed, I mean, this is where America's super racist, right? It's like, let's say you're at a McDonald's, you have a bunch of like young African-American kids acting super loud, rambunctious, everyone just kind of turns a blind eye, right? But like, you have a bunch of like Asian kids doing the same thing, people are gonna be like, yo, y'all quiet down. Cause like, people ain't scared of Asian people. Like, even I was thinking too, right? I've been like, you know, I've been kicked out at least one or two gyms or told off, and I'm like, maybe true, maybe not be true, but it's like, because I'm Asian American, you think you could bully me? You think you could bully me? It's like, nah, I ain't. Like, after this one incident where, like, I got told, like, oh, you're gonna break the bar, this gym's not for you. At first, I kind of got, like, shocked because I was like, uh-oh, like, is this the owner? I don't want to get kicked out again, right? Because this is the second gym I was gonna get kicked out of, right? And later, I just realized as a member, I'm like, and then, actually, whenever things that happen in life to you super effing annoy you, the point isn't to be like to ruminate about it or to be salty about it. It's rather integrate that into your future life. Like, so if somebody done injustice upon you, change your future mindset, the way you act, don't act as it is in the future, in order to integrate that into your life. So after that happened, things I'm proud of, right? I was at the gym, like, lifting super heavy, right? Some dude was like trying to, like, I was like about to stretch before, like, Atlas lifting like 909 pounds or something. I'm like super in the zone, right? Oh, yo, check this out. Beautiful morning. Yeah, isn't it kind of cool? Yeah, look at that. Panopticon view, baby. You know how you know somebody's a real scholar or not? Bro, if you fucking throw Michel Michael Foucault at me, talk about Panopticon, Use a pseudo scholars. Yeah, this is LA. Time for Eric Kim to conquer LA. Eric Kim.LA. Eric Kim is the new king of LA. Okay, so certainly the most, I don't know, I ain't done met nobody who more masculine than me, but anyways. Oh yeah, so it's just like, whoa! It's like, whoa, Jackie Chan, you almost got me. Karate, waha! Like, so whenever, like, I'm like stretching and doing something that people are like, oh, you have a strong core, or you're so lean, or whatever, right? I actually take that as a low-key insult, even though it's like a backhanded compliment, right? It sounds like a compliment, but it's actually an insult in disguise, right? Because like what they're saying is, oh, Asian guys traditionally ain't strong, but you could do weird stuff like karate or like black magic or kung fu. Like, everyone saw me, it's like, well, I guess recently someone thought I was a bodybuilder, right? But people type the things like, what are you, swimmer, gymnast, rock climber? Like, I think rock climbing is funsies, but yeah, I think the guys who tend to do rock climbing, yeah, I don't know, it just seems too nerdy, too Silicon Valley for me. I like off-the-grid weightlifting. The Erkim Spartan notion is the goal. So, anyways, so this guy, I was at the gym, and this guy's like, whoa, Jackie Chan, Kung Fu, you almost got me, right? And I'm like, at first I was like, so I didn't even notice, right? And then I went to the bathroom to wash my hands, and you've been wronged is that, like, if like 10 minutes later or an hour later or a day later you get angry after the fact, then you done been wrong. So I went up to him, so I'm like, where's the motherfucker? I need to find this guy, right? I got super angry, right? I'm like, I ain't finna be punked around, right? Gotta stand up for myself. Stand up for yourself, your kids. That's what it means to be a true mensch. So essentially I find him in the gym, really, and then I'm like, pretend like I'm about to kick him or swing my dick at him or something like that. He's like, oh, what, you're trying to swing your dick at me? So I'm finna bust up my get. And then I come up close to him, right? And the best way to man somebody is get up close to them and ask him a question really, really quiet. Be like, the question is, dot, dot, dot. Now I'm not thinking about what I say. I'm like, what's your favorite martial arts movie? And so whenever somebody try to punk you, don't be like super antisocial and just kind of like mean mug them from a corner. You just go up to them in the face, you approach them, and you actually ask somebody something unexpectedly nice, ask her a compliment, and be like, yo, can you give me some tips on this, right? And then essentially turn the dudes who try to punk you into your friends. It's actually, Benjamin Franklin, people said? It's like, it's put more faith in It's better to put faith in enemies turned into friends than just friends, because you don't know if they're finna turn into enemies. And then, once again, there's not even a thing such as an enemy. It's just kind of like, if you have good animicus, anti-animosity, if you're friendly with somebody, not friendly, it doesn't matter. You just gotta outlast. I think I'm in a good position, is that my ambition is greater than my ability. I mean, I think that's a great place to be, because to quote Kanye, right? He's like, with my ego, I can stand up here in a Speedo and be looked at like a hero. And it's like, yeah, apex male masculinities, or Kim. Yeah, we's the new goats. We's the new demigods. We the new studs. And actually, it's kind of a good spot to be in, because apparently it's sexy to be Korean now. Like, it's apparently a thing. It's like, you're like a hot German, Swedish model to have a handsome Korean boyfriend or husband. I guess that's the thing. I'm like, dang it, I was born too late. Like, growing up, being Korean wasn't cool. It's just being Japanese, right? But last, you know, I'm already married, have my kid. So now it's just like, it's more about vanity. It's more about, vanus means empty. But I think there's superficial vanity, like what car you drive. And then there's deep vanity, like who is you? What is your personality? And then apparently in American society, it's considered bad manners to brag, because you're gonna make other people feel bad about themselves. And I'm like, it ain't my fault that you're so insecure about who you is. I promise, I'm so self-conscious. You won't see me outside, well, at least one of my watches, okay? Can't even pronounce none. Pass that verse, AC. So yeah, I would say allow yourself to become more ratchet, more off the grid. Think, talk like a rapper. Never apologize. Especially if you ain't sorry. 20 cars, Matt Black. Okay, bump your jet. Okay, so some of our thoughts. The ultimate stimulus is the sun. The bright suns. You stuck in indoors, whatevs, havesies. You could even be in the most luxurious bunker in the world. Yet, without the natural sun and light. Honestly, even if it's cold outside, being outside is better. Like, my personal thought is, if it's cold outside, buy some good La Sportiva Gore-Tex boots, get some thick ass merino wool pants, or I don't know, Carhartt, or Uniqlo actually has these really, really good, like, ultra, ultra warm pant things, right? Get some Air Kim armor, some Air Kim Cash Money armors. Cashmere is the futures. I actually effing love this thing. It's a cashmere. Like Jay-Z said, cashmere thoughts, right? It's like seriously the most luxurious thing. I love it because I look like a low-key homeless person. The new lords of the earth. All cashmere everything. It's actually, I have two of them. I'm gonna start selling this soon. Anyways. So yeah, just good job. Yeah, just get some good cashmere clothing, merino wool. Even Uniqlo has some really good ultra ultra warm heat tech. Buy a Canada Goose jacket, whatevs. Buy it used. You don't gotta buy it brand new. Just get it from a rich mainland Chinese kid who just wanna dump it. right? So yeah, actually, or even I bet you even Uniqlo has some really, really good super warm down jackets. Just buy what's cheap. Or even go to Costco. Just go to Costco and just buy some like thick ass jackets. Seems like it's a better strategies. Yeah, I think the tragedy, good morning. The tragedy of morning daytimes. I have a good one. So the tragedy of a, yeah, morning daytimes is stuck in the world. Like, okay, so even if we're using the most luxury bunker, the most beautiful high rise apartment sky thingy, right? Can't be out in the streets, can't get the natural lights. Yeah, it's not worth it. Apparently this new place called LA Apparel, I think it's the guy who started American Apparel, I guess is restarting it. Yeah, it looks like all the pretty women want to come to LA. So actually it's funny because I was thinking about like, what is the point of a beautiful woman? So I mean like, I think for man, obviously it's just like a stimulus. But like, the question is, it's like, you already married, you have a kid. And also, think about energy suicide. The practical, pragmatic reason you don't want to blow your spunk is like, if you're gonna Atlas lift 1,000 pounds, are you gonna rub one out real quick? Probably not. Like, think about this. You're a UFC fighter, you're a boxer, right? Before the big match, right? In the locker room. You finna rub one out real quick before the big fight?
No.
So, that's the reason why you did the thing. You just want to take a nap afterwards. And actually, I think, yeah, I like to... to do that. There's no, like, evil or morality. Like, it's not bad. It's just, like... you don't need to do it. Like, if your body has too much old semen in it, you finna do the nocturnal emission or it's gonna come out naturally otherwise.
It's best to conserve your spunk for other things. Cause like,
I think this is the problem with modern day society
is essentially women are marketed like goods. That the idea is you get rich, successful, you buy the Ferrari, Lambo, whatever, and then you're gonna attract all these beautiful women and sleep with a bunch of beautiful women and you'll be happy.
Yeah.
With it, right? That's the end goal. But then the thought is,
what if you don't want to sleep with women? What if you don't want to sleep with a beautiful woman? Then what? Then I guess it's just good for your own vanity, I guess, or stimulus, whatevs. Even though I was thinking about it too, it's like, even when I was like high school, college, I always liked being around pretty girls. Like all my best friends I hung out with were all girls and, you know, typically pretty girls. I'm like, I had zero interest in dating them or sleeping with them. I'm like, can't be doing that. And then, and actually I was always the thing I was always looking for. It's like, I was always super, super picky. I always wanted the most beautiful woman, future wifey materials. And also I was always, it's funny, it's like, I said this in middle school. It's like, the question is, are you a butt guy, a boob guy, or somebody else, or a face guy, I guess. I'm like, yeah, it's all about the face, because everything else could be modified if you just exercise, right? Like, if you want a girl with a big booty, right? Just do squats in the gym, hip thrust, deadlifts, Atlas lift, farmer's walk, whatevs, that could easily be trained. Your face, you know, you could be the best physique on the planet as a woman, but then if your face ain't beautiful, I guess everyone could become more beautiful, but I mean, there are certain like preferences, I guess, whatever's, but then typically a lot of women, I mean, also I don't encourage plastic surgery. A lot of women fall victim to plastic surgery to become more beautiful. Apparently, like actually a lot of LA women, they all got plastic surgery and boob jobs. And the reason I find that this to be kind of a not good strategy is because, like, I mean, A, I don't think you need to do it. B, it's like, I'm sure there's like some sort of hidden down, like actually, even with breasts, like, so I was playing with ChatGPT, did it, attractive, beautiful woman, Met Gala dress. And then you see, like, you create these like, you know, super like stunning AI, beautiful fake women, right? With a really huge, crazy bust, boobs, breasts, like super 3D and perky or whatever it almost doesn't look real and fake and unnatural. And I mean, obviously it's fake, so it's probably like, you know, whatevs, right? But certainly it's like, it like your eyes go really wide, right? The reason why people get breast jaws, boob jaws, right? So I think I figured it out. I was very curious about this. I was thinking about this line. It signals fertility,
maybe potentially providing future milk or nutrition to your future kids.
So the purpose of looking super attractive with big breasts or whatever, right, is not like to look hot or a media thing.
It's to beget healthy, strong children to provide. And also it's tricky too, because
just because a woman's breast ain't big, it don't mean that she cannot produce a lot of milk. Actually, what happens is, I mean, naturally, when a woman, you know, becomes pregnant, has a baby, her breasts will naturally get way bigger in order to provide the milk. So all of a sudden, then I have this funny theory is that, like, this is my theory. I wonder if we men were attracted to women with big breasts because it's a signal that they already had a kid or has a potential to beget more children or something like that. They're fit or fertile, whatever. Apparently fertility is a huge, huge, huge problem right nowadays. Men, women, everyone, etc. My theory is everyone's just super unhealthy. I mean, if you want to get your hormones, fertility up for a man, super simple. Spend more time in the sun, 8 hours a day. Lift weights, super heavy. Eat more red meat, organ meats, beef and lamb. Stop smoking weed, stop drinking alcohol, that lowers your test. Don't do drugs, that gets your test down too. Just organ meats, beef liver, beef kidney, beef heart. Bone marrow is food of the demigods. Just Google Eric Kim demigod diet or YouTube use it. And also with women too, right? Like, stop drinking alcohol, stop drinking weed, smoking weed, eat more red meat, flesh meat, same thing. I mean, like, honestly, like, there's no reason why a man or a woman cannot have the same diet. Like, actually, even though, like, I'm probably, like, low-key sexist at heart, but still, like, I mean, I had a younger sister, and, I almost feel actually like I never let my younger sister do anything that I didn't do just because she was a girl. You know, I wrestled with her, I used to powerbomb her and stuff like that. And so as a consequence, don't allow yourself to get bullied otherwise.
Wait.
Stay away from the 5150s. Itinerant people. What was I saying? There's no reason why a man or a woman can't both have 100% carnivore diet. I mean, like, certain things which might be more difficult, like, if obviously if you're a woman on your menstrual cycle, it's more difficult to fast. I think that's where both men and women obviously could do intermittent fasting, no breakfast, no lunch, only one massive dinner a day, try to aim for 4 or 5 pounds of meat, beef, lamb, etc. But you know, you're a woman on your menstrual cycle and you lose a lot of blood and iron, you know, certainly you got to get your, I mean, what food has the most iron, right? Like red meat. That's why meat is red, because it has a lot of iron in it. The most iron-rich food is like liver. So, you know,
even Cindy's liver is super good.
She's super strong. Even the early days when Sen was young, I just fed him like bone marrow like a beast. And I think that was the early turbocharger to have him become so big and strong.
And also that's the ultimate flex is, you know, it's like,
ultimately the physique, height, strength, muscularity of your kid is going to be the most important and impressive thing. So that's one thing to consider. So actually, funny enough, sometimes jaywalking is actually safer than standardized crossings. Just don't die. Okay. All right. Some other thoughts, right? Yeah, I think thinking about Sam Bankman-Fried. I need to read the book. But essentially, he was at one point, he was worth what, $20 billion? He was offered to think about selling FTX for $150 billion, I guess, right? So if he was worth $20 billion, how would you live your life? All right. More thoughts for us. Media of the future. So 720p is good enough because 99% of people finna watch it on their phones. Is it enough phone 720p or is it 1080p? Not sure, right? But my personal thought is media of the future should be consumed while walking out and about. This is ideally, if you want to watch a movie or a show or some of that, just download on your iPad, iPhone Pros Max, and go on a walk or be outside in the direct sun watching your phone. Is a simple suggestion that I got. Why? Because I think the problem, with media, reading books, anything, is why is it always that you do it indoors, sedentary, in the dark? Shouldn't media be better enjoyed when you're outside? There's this thing in LA called, Cindy took me there. Essentially you watch movies on lawn. I mean, that seems like a good idea. Culver City Steps, they did the same thing too. Movies should be best enjoyed al fresco, out in the direct elements. Ideally when you're running around. Even when you're on a cruise ship, they blast the TV on the outside thing, and it's actually shared more communally, open air. Open air is the future. Even the French and the Italians have this notion of al fresco dining. We're not al fresco living, right? I would prefer to be outdoors than indoors. Should this become the new headquarters of the EK empire? Maybe, but the issue is that everything takes so long, is that even if I want to construct something, it's going to take forever to build it. That's why I want it instant, fast, right now, right meow? I just want to build it now, so just using it in the backyard. And actually a practical thought too is now or never, tomorrow is never. If you think you're gonna do it tomorrow, just don't do it. It's okay. A lot of us have certain goals and dreams and aspirations, but yeah, you don't need to do it, guys. Alua adversely. And actually my critiques of art exhibitions, etc. Physiology is so bad. I think the only time one should ever be indoors is A, maybe if it's snowing outside, B, if it's effing super, super storming outside, or B, in the evening maybe. So when the weather's nice outside, at least better to be out and about than to be stuck indoors. I look at this Arcana Books on the Arts, so many nice books. Yeah, just make more books. Actually, one of my aspirations is, I just want to write a really good open source book on stoicism and photography, street photography, etc. Don't worry, guys. I'm gonna figure it out. iPhone SE is having issues. You can figure that out later too. Anyways, so man, the sun came out and then just done peaced out again. Come on, son, you can do it. Break out, break free. You're born to be free. But I'm popping my Air Kim Crash Armor again. It's like, actually, I think the big issue is that if you walk around naked, it kind of signals you homeless, but what if you're not? I think more virtuous to do otherwise. So anyway, so some thoughts on the future media. I think the future media, it has to be enjoyed outdoors, spend more time maximally outdoors. So like, you know, don't buy a television, don't buy no more screens. Even, I guess, one of the good things about like no more laptops suck, all the new MacBook Pro suck. I mean, the least bad Apple device is probably the iPad Pro, the small one. Don't get the big one. Anyone who buys the big one is kind of like signaling some sort of lack of design aesthetics. Yeah, so yeah, super, super simple thought. Cashmere of the future. Yeah, and I think, yeah, just POV it. Just, I mean, honestly, at this point, all media is good media. It's anything you produce is kind of a good thing. I think maybe some people are too caught up on notions of this was made in 1930 in zigzag modern stuff. Oh, made by Palm Helms. P-A-U-L Helmsburg. Now these historic landmark signs are good. Make it more lasting than bronze. Oh, so also another thought, photographers, street togs, is try to position yourself and make your stuff in such a way that your stuff could outlast you. I have this notion of bronze photos, is that like photos that could last a lifetime. Make it open source, JPEG, full res, whatevs. Just put in zip files, put on the interwebs, whatever, and just upload it to multiple things and just assume that sooner or later things are gonna break. But think about what our best friend Horace said. I shall make a monument more lasting than bronze.